In a move that stunned global markets, China has devalued its currency for a second time. The yuan, or renminbi, now stands at a four-year low against the US dollar. Questions are being asked about whether China has now entered the so-called global currency wars. Fund managers say the implications for Australia are serious, with one describing this latest move by China as an act of desperation. David Taylor reports.
It was presented as a one-off move. Earlier in the week, the People's Bank of China slashed the value of the currency by an unprecedented 1.8%. Then, on Wednesday, another cut, this time by 1.6%. The value of the renminbi has now fallen 3.5% in just 2 days.
Oh, there's no doubt. It's an absolute act of desperation. No doubt about that whatsoever.
Fund manager Roger Montgomery is in Singapore to speak at an international investment conference. He says he's going to advise Singaporeans to diversify their investments away from domestic companies and instead focus on international companies.
And that's because Singapore is about to record its lowest growth rate in a very, very long time. Due to the slowdown that's occurring in China.
There's now a growing chorus of money managers cautioning clients with exposure to the Chinese economy. A research note from investment firm Citi, published earlier this week, warned as many as five Chinese provinces were actually in recession. It's prompted speculation that China will continue to devalue its currency against the US dollar to make its struggling exports more competitive. John Bilton is the head of global strategy at JP Morgan.
If China go too far, then the US could accuse them again of currency manipulation. So China have got to walk a fine line.
But other analysts believe this will be China's last currency move. Julian Evans-Pritchard is a China economist with Capital Economics in Singapore.
You know, there's perhaps been a bit of an overreaction, and we don't think that a lot of these falls will be sustained. So actually, in the long run, probably will have a limited impact on regional growth.
Australian fund manager Roger Montgomery disagrees and says Australia is very much in the firing line from a slowing Chinese economy.
Just as you drop a pebble in the pond, ripples eventually move out to affect everything. I've got a sense, standing here in Singapore, that the ripples are quite large and they've passed Singapore and they're on their way now to Australia's shores.
As for Chinese consumers, who now stand to pay more for imported products, well, many, like this tour guide, don't see what all the fuss is about.
Exchange rate is not a big problem because even the Chinese exchange rate going down, I think the price is still more cheaper.
Analysts say these latest moves by the People's Bank signal China is starting to relax its rules in an effort to have the renminbi included in the International Monetary Fund's basket of reserve currencies. The IMF says it believes China could have an effectively floating currency within 3 years.
David Taylor reporting.